Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem Shalom by Shir number 531. Rabbi Twersky has a chapter called A Spiritual Marriage. And he talked about it in the past, but we're going to mention it here because it requires effort. We're born essentially with animal bodies. We have some drives that are very characteristic of animals. As we mature, we're supposed to develop ourselves into dignified human beings that Hashem intended us to be. That does not negate physical desires. There's an importance in eating and in drinking and in involving in sexual connection between a husband and wife. All of this is true. It's not to be negated. It's not to be, that's the Baal Shem Tov's concept of not placing the body in severe suffering, but rather let the body enjoy and let the neshama deal together with the body in a healthy partnership. But the neshama needs to be expressed. When it says, Nasa Adam, let us make man. And what does that mean? Baal Shem Tov explains that both angels and animals are pretty much on the state of completion. As a matter of fact, sometimes malachim are called chayos. Chayos literally are wild animals. Now, angels are angels. Comparing angels to animals are like two opposites, extreme opposites. One is complete spirituality, the other one is complete physicality. Nevertheless, they're comparable. Why are they comparable? Because, again, they have their own state of completion. They don't need to transform themselves. They don't undergo transformations. And when a tadpole or a caterpillar do automatically transform, it's automatic. It's programmed in their genes. It's not a voluntary decision that they have to make an effort to change, that a caterpillar has to put effort in to become a butterfly. It's natural. Man is different. Man is born in a state of potential, and his goal is to transform himself into a spiritual being. And by the way, in marriage, that is what it is. Part of the marriage is to not to be another type of malach. If you're spiritual, if we were born spiritual, we'd be just like a malach. Hashem, why did Hashem create this world for? He wants man to form the physicality and bring it elevated and bring it up, not to negate it. Which again, this does not contradict the concept of enjoying physical pleasures. But you enjoy physical pleasures in the plane of spirituality of how Hashem designed it. So you have that potential and you develop that potential. And that is the idea of working on oneself in general and working on oneself in marriage, because one needs to control one's animalistic drives, to overcome them and to subdue them, to sublimate them. And again, I'm going to say this again and again and again, because it's very important. A couple could enjoy very much a healthy and vibrant, consistent sexual life and enjoy it very, very much, and still, with all that, not be succumbed to the animal nature, because it's an elevated experience with enjoying it. So remember when we talk about this, because I know, because I spoke to many people about this, there's some people that every time you speak about Kedusha and about elevation, it turns their stomach and they have a bad taste in their mouth, for whatever reasons that they have that, thinking that they have to give up completely being a normal human being or not fulfilling some healthy, normal needs in order to be a Kaddish. And the answer is you could have healthy physical needs met and still be a Kaddish V'tahar. It's a mindset. It says Hashem created man in his likeness. What is his likeness? Zachar Onekeva Bara Isam. Which means, like Rosham Shulfalher says, both genders, male and female, Bara Isam, were created in the likeness of Hashem. So whether Adam and Chava were a single unit, or whether it came from the rib, the bottom line is after everything is said and done, Zachar Nekeva Bara Isam. They are a single unit created in the likeness of Hashem. Man without woman is not complete. They cannot achieve a goal of creation. A person without a wife is not Adam, because it says Zachar and Nekeva, and he called Shemam, Vayikra Shemam Adam. True spirituality is when a man and woman are united in a spiritual union. It needs to be a physical union too. But the physical union is a spiritual union. This spirituality that we have distinguishes us from lower forms of life. A Russia is dead even in his lifetime. Why? Because he may be physiologically alive, but what's only alive is his animal component. And without that human quality of spirituality, he's dead as a person. Animals are totally self-centered. You have pets that have certain human behaviors that are acquired with training, but that's not intrinsic to their nature. Even the dogs, the good nature dogs that are healthy and loyal, it's part of their nature. Animals in the wild do not sacrifice their own desires and comforts for the welfare of other animals. And even when I saw the penguin video where they, like with Mesiris Nefesh, they watch over their eggs of their children with a complete dedication in the freezing cold. Again, it's built into their genes. It's not a free will choice. It's something we need to learn from. Spiritual marriage is when you are motivated primarily for the welfare, well-being, and happiness of the other. Does that mean that your need should never be met? Absolutely not. Does it mean you need to be a shmata? Absolutely not. But nevertheless, the motivation is the welfare and well-being and happiness of the other. That's why the Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes it, from Yevam Mesamech Beis Amid Beis, a husband should love his wife as himself, should respect her even more than himself. Which means that in order to be a spiritual human being, one's concern over the other must exceed one's concern about oneself. That is the idea. Kasha zivugin shel adam kekriyas yamtsef. It's difficult, the pairing of couples like dividing a sea, because anyone can divide water, you just slice it with the hand, right? You just cut through water with your hand, it'll separate them. Your hand will separate what's on the right side of your hand and your left side of your hand, but it does not remain divided. When you move over your hand, it goes back to its original state. The miracle of Kriyas Yam Suf was that after the water was divided, that it remained divided. So same thing over here. In a marriage, it's not that difficult to initiate a spiritual relationship. That's not the problem. That's not difficult because you're inspired at that point. The challenge is Kriyas Yam Suf, to keep the water separated, which means to keep the miracle happening. In this case, to maintain the spiritual relationship throughout the marriage. Throughout the marriage. There's so many stresses in marriage that are tests that create in us an animalistic biological response to give priority to our own comforts and gratifications. We need to sleep. We don't think that our wife or husband may need to sleep. Husband comes home dead tired from work, doesn't register in his brain that his wife is equally dead tired. So this needs to be worked on through the marriage, and by doing so, you elevate yourself and your marriage becomes beautiful and more enhanced. V'hayu l'basar echad, then they become one. Rashi's pshat is that a child is created through both. Physical unity can occur only with a child, and the true bond between husband and wife is spiritual. Neshamas are boundless. They connect in a very deep way. And how do you bring Kedusha in? You have to welcome it in. It says that Nachman Mendel Kutzk came to his Rebbe, Rabbunim of Peshischa, and asked him, the Rabbinim asked for the Mendel, he was young then, where can you find God? And he said, God is everywhere. Malay Chalaret Kavaydai. This world fills the entire universe. But I'm asked him again, where can you find God? He says, if my answer's not good, then tell me. He says, God is found wherever he is invited and made welcome. That is the idea. God is found wherever he is invited and made welcome. You bring him in. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it's a famous story. He was accompanied with a student. Before he entered his home, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman paused to brush off dust off his coat and explained to his student that the Gemara says that when a man and a wife, when they are b'shalim, the Shechinah is with them. And I'm going into the presence of the Shechinah now. I can't go because he's going home where his wife is. And it's disrespectful to be in the presence of the Shechinah with a dusty garment. This is the outlook of Shul G'dayel Yisrael, it should be our outlook. That's why respect is so important. You're respecting your wife, you're respecting your husband, you're actually respecting the Shekhinah. You're respecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the idea. People sometimes really have difficulty understanding this part and accepting it because they feel they have to give up too much of their physical. Some of it is a Yetzer Hara talking, but some of it is actual normal physical needs that are healthy. A human being, Hashem, wants in the heter kosher way to express themselves through physicality, but with an elevated human being element, as we discussed. Another idea, really, he talked about sharing responsibilities. A Kohel young man consulted the stipler for guidance on learning Torah, and after that, he was about to leave. The stipler called him back, and the stipler told him as follows: I see you're a masmid, meaning you learn very well and you're dedicated to learning, but you also must remember to help your wife with housework. And the young man answered, my wife's desire is for me to spend all my time learning. She says, I'll do every household thing, and I want you to learn. And the stipler answers, that's her mitzvah, but your mitzvah is to help with the housework. On another occasion, the stipler asked the young man whether he helped his wife prepare for Shabbos. And the young man said, of course, I did something to prepare for Shabbos. I always do something. And the stipler says, that's not what I mean. The something that you do is for the mitzvah Kavod Shabbos, I'm talking about helping your wife, such as taking a sponge and wash the floor or whatever it is. That's a mitzvah on its own. So the housework enhancing Shalom Bayis is part of the mitzvah. It could fall into the Noisei Ba'olam Chaveira, sharing the burden of another person, which is one of the prerequisites of being kind of Taira. So for a young man who's Isaac and Taira, and his wife is supporting him in Taira, but one of the characteristics is Noisei Ba'olam, sharing the burden of another person. And the first person you share that burden with is with your wife. You know, some husbands may feel that helping with the housework is beneath their dignity. And Rav Tversky says he can personally testify he saw Gedolim wash dishes and sponging the floor, mopping the floor, doing all these things. If a husband and wife ask each other all the time, what can I do to help? They are likely to have a very, very happy marriage. Bracha v'atzlacha.